We're on air.
Oh, we're back.
The Rebel Radio's back.
Holy crap.
There is three of us got together.
The Rebel Radio podcast. It's been a while since we all got together.
That was pretty good. Hey, you were actually in tune a little bit.
Mark, I might have just not got
Mark was in tune. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's like since August, Michael, don't talk my podcast, man.
Yeah, man.
Go stir the goulash.
Stir the goulash.
Okay, so late August, we did the last time we put out a show was August 20th.
So we haven't put out in a while.
Yeah, we
don't. Less than y'all's wives.
Yeah.
So the hurricane hit. We're in Texas, and Hurricane Harvey hit, devastated the area. And we all work in the food retail business. So
yes,
the first 2 or 3 weeks of September were insanely clusterfucked, and then life just happened, and we did do a show. It was for hurricane relief. I don't know if that's still available. Eventually, that will be released. We'll release
it. Yeah, I think so.
And we've also taken the time to reflect.
Yes.
While we've been away. And there's going to be some changes coming to Rebel Radio. We're going to make that announcement at the end of the show. But for now, we're doing the show here today on October 25th, which is my sister's birthday.
Yes, it is. I wished her happy birthday.
Facebooked her.
And our Astros are in the World Series, which is awesome.
Yes. Yep.
So it's good. And the weather's fantastic. It's going to be like 45 in the morning or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, something else is important has happened since we last recorded.
It's probably something I was going to get to. But there goes Frank, jumping the gun.
Mark doesn't lay anything out, it's just kind of go with the flow. He doesn't say, oh, well, I was going to get to that.
You mean Flo from Progressive?
Yes.
Because, you know, she gave me a really big discount after I gave her a really big something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a total wreck, I bet. So Matt?
Third edition. So I'm in the same pen as Mark.
Insane crowd.
Yeah, we got three boys now. So we got three crazies. Hopefully Waverly.
Waverly. Don't worry about a teenage girl.
Yeah. That's one thing. I feel like I might not go to jail, maybe. My chances are better.
Sorry, me next summer, we have to look for a 2-for-1 sex.
Oh, my God. I looked at a video.
Hold each other's penises.
No, dude. I looked at non-scalpel, no needle. It still looks bad. I mean, I'm like cringing.
Don't watch that stuff, dude. You'll never do it.
I'll do it for free.
Dude, it looks like
snippers at home.
It looks like a big tube of spaghetti that they pull out of your nutsack and they clip in half.
It is. There's a lot there.
Dude, I couldn't watch the whole thing. I had to watch it like in five different segments because I had to stop and just be like, no,
you're,
no,
you're
no.
Matt, I bet your wife watched that.
So you have to get cut.
I have to, man.
Drops pants, dude. You're like,
dude, it's possible. I just like, you know, breathe in the air, you know, near her, and she gets pregnant.
But let's be honest, she showed her the video, and she got excited.
No, she's like, that looks painful, and I was like, see, you know, don't you see why I'm a little self-conscious? Like yeah, and she's like,
hell yes, I have three kids for you.
Exactly, that's exactly what the conversation went like. So, we got no love, Mark. You know, they've been through a lot of pain, so I guess we got to go through a little too.
Not a problem. I have to worry about.
But the Rebel Radio Podcast is back. TrustMeMajedi.com for all your needs. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. And we're on Google Play and Stitcher. Well, actually, Stitcher, that's a long story. I need to update the feed. But I don't know if anybody even listens to us on Stitcher.
Mostly Google Play.
Or the website directly. But that's okay. So, like I said, announcement coming later about the future of Rebel Radio. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere.
No.
Just some new changes coming. And
if you would like to entertain the three of us, while you wear your sexy Halloween costume, then we could go there, you know, if anywhere. Yes,
entertainment's always welcome.
Yes.
Wait, let's specify females only.
Yes.
but if you really want to send the bushy man pics, send them to ScotlandPrideUSA at hotmail.com.
Yes.
No, that's straight up Matt.
No.
Just straight to Matt. It's Facebook.
No.
So speaking of, you went to the Texas Rim Fest. Did you get your Scotland Pride on?
Damn straight. My whole entire like semi steampunk weak ass costume.
Did you wear a kilt?
Yes, I did.
Did you wear any underwear with your kilt? I feel like
if you go kilt, if you go kilt, you go full kilt.
Yeah, the world doesn't need that.
And it was good. It was hot. So at least my shit got some breathing air.
Oh, stop. Did you hang a blue ribbon on it and let women know that it's A1 meat?
No. Turned off the podcast.
They're like, nope, this is not what I signed up for.
We're done with the show today. So man, you know, it's we're 2 days away from Stranger Things. less than a week from Halloween, so the ghouls and goblins are out in the world and everything. And I don't know if y'all have seen this, but Stranger Things, it's weird because do people buy Netflix shows that come out on DVD and Blu-ray? I guess they do.
Probably.
They hear good reviews about them. We're collectors, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So Stranger Things is out and Target only. And for people that don't have Target where they live, it's a department store.
Mm-hmm.
And the packaging is insanely cool. I'd like to spend the $25 because I have it when I have it.
$25?
But it comes with DVD and Blu-ray. But
okay.
It's like a VHS tape. It pulls out like a VHS tape. Then it opens up and the Blu-rays and the DVD is inside.
That is cool.
It's insanely awesome. And it got me thinking about... Mike, can turn the TV down just a little bit. Sorry, technical difficulties there. And because he turned it down, now he turned it back up. I can tell.
That's pretty funny.
So, and you got me thinking about video store memories. Now, Matt, you might be a little young for this.
No, I remember. I mean, Hollywood Video and Blockbuster.
Those don't count.
Oh, and the one at the end of the street of the little buddy. The
corner store video store.
Yes.
Frank knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Even going into Randall's.
And Mom grabbed you by the back of your neck hair. Don't go in the place with the beads hanging.
Yes, yeah, don't go in there because
that's all wanted to go in there.
Yep.
It got me thinking, man. You know, like we talk on the show a lot about Star Wars and Indiana Jones and our influence.
Yeah.
But, man, the video store is as much of an influence as anything else because. We went to the movies when we were kids, but not as often as we do now. Movies now are more convenient to go to because you have theaters everywhere. And back then, there was not as many theaters. It was pricey.
And
it's still pricey. That's a different
I'll be honest. I think parents nowadays are more willing to take their kids to a theater than our parents were.
Probably so. Because it seems to be accessible to have kids in rated R movies. I figured that one.
Watching Deadpool. Yeah.
Like kids in it. I'm like, what?
Or when the first South Park came out, these two ladies in there were like... 4 6-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, it's a cartoon. So,
man, do you remember the name of your video store, Frank or Matt? The ones you got, the corner store. Blockbuster Hollywood don't count.
No, I know.
That's what killed the mom and
no,
dad.
No,
I forget
be
because the guy died.
I'll be honest, I lived in like the 4-4 acres home, so there were no like simple because, you know, they got jacked if they did. So we had to go to the Blockbuster or the Randalls.
But
yeah, because that's where I went to go get mine. The
Blockbuster yet, though. Blockbuster was a late 80s thing.
And it was probably the same Blockbuster you
went
to.
Yes, it was right across the street from the Randalls, right there.
Mine was called B&B Video. And it was right in the Dirty Branch in Spring Branch in Houston. And the building still stands. It's the church's chicken now.
Oh, wow.
And I remember going in there and just like, as a kid, that was heaven. You know, just movies on the wall. All this beautiful artwork.
And the movie posters on the end caps.
Yeah, movie posters.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new release section. You had the horror, sci-fi. And I remember that's probably how I rented Transformers the movie over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I saw it on VHS.
And a movie that Frank loves. And I like to rad. I remember renting that over and over again.
Yeah.
And just movies. Because you could rent them for $1. So you could go rent the movie. And then you could keep it an extra day. They only charge you another $1.
Yeah.
And, you had to rewind it. You'd have the DVDs now with the chapters or the...
And then they'd charge you for the...
TV.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't rewind it...
If you didn't rewind it.
Oh, much like the people who thought the HD DVDs were going to be the future over Blu-ray...
But high def...
My aunt and uncle thought... Beta was going to be the way to go. So when we would go to the store, there was like this little bitty section for Beta that we had to choose from whenever I was over at my cousin's.
But then they came out with high def VHS, which was supposed to be like the tape moved faster or something.
Yeah,
I didn't get it. So it was fuzzy as shit.
I remember that. And tracking on VHS players.
Tracking.
The kids are yelling in the background why it's excited about something. But you had to turn the tracker or something, especially if you're watching me on dirt.
Right. Oh yeah,
yeah.
You had to make sure you got a clear picture, and but man, in
wavy
tits. Really know about video game memories. What do you remember from a video store?
Oh, just going and getting like what was it, Aliens and Terminator, like movies that I didn't get to go and see in the theater. You know, if it wasn't for I don't even think we had cable, but we didn't have necessarily those that. Carried those movies.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for VHS and going to the video store at those times, I just didn't get to see those movies.
Right.
For me, I always went to the horror section. I watched Pumpkinhead. I watched it. I watched a lot of, I watched Halloween. I rented Halloween one time and Freddy Krueger. And then my mom stopped letting me watch horror movies. Like, I'd have to go to my aunt's. And then, you know, at my aunt's, my cousin Henry, we'd get whatever we wanted. That's where I got to watch Terminator and stuff like that. So,
well, my mom was cool. She let me rent whatever I wanted to rent. It's just that my mom was handicapped, so we didn't go to the theater all that much. And yeah. My dad sure in the hell wasn't going to want to go with me.
I remember, like, I know Matt's the Schwarzenegger fan of the group. I mean, we're all fans of Matt's, like, the fan.
Yes.
And I remember seeing a lot of Arnold's movies on VHS. I remember renting True Lies the first time ever on VHS. And that even came out in the 90s. Because, you know, it's funny. People think that DVD has been around a really long time, but really, it has. Its initial concept was like 91, 92.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't really hit video stores and homes till 95, 96 or so. I remember that because I remember us buying a DVD player like in 97, 98.
Late 90s.
Yeah. Because it didn't become affordable till then. It was there, but it didn't become affordable till the late 90s.
Kind of like CDs there for a while, right. Or like $27 for a CD.
Exactly.
And
I think the first Spider-Man came out on VHS as well, I think.
Yeah.
Shit, I'll go into Goodwill.
This is available on VHS.
That's right.
Mark and I bought ours when it first.
That Sunstop Video.
Suncoast.
Right? Suncoast Video in the mall.
It actually came with a little film strip in it.
Suncoast Video.
But yeah, I mean, like, I'll go into Goodwill and I'll see
Willowbrook
movies.
Mall, right?
No, we were Memorial City.
Yeah.
Oh, Memorial City.
They actually got bought out by Best Buy. A lot of people don't know that. Best Buy bought them out and basically closed them down because they didn't want the competition.
Dang.
Yeah. Yep.
But I'll go into a Goodwill and I'll see like movies on VHS and I'm like, did it come out long ago to still be available on VHS?
It's amazing what actually came out on VHS. I remember I had Kill Bill Volume 2 on VHS.
And what's cool about it is just the artwork of it. They would use the movie poster art on the things. Now they're so quick to Photoshop a cover. Like if I go buy a DVD now, I actually get excited if it has the movie poster art.
Yeah.
So often it doesn't happen. They just throw something together in Photoshop, or here, put out a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You know, luckily Marvel's very good about using their movie posters on their covers. Disney, in general, is good about that. But, like, Warner Brothers sometimes just throw crap out there. You know, Warner Brothers did a good job with the Batman films. They used the movie posters.
Yeah, the Batman did.
But sometimes they don't. And, I mean, VHS was where it was at. That's where you discovered these films that you didn't see in theaters. Like you said, either parents didn't take you to theaters, or they're rated R, and parents were, like, didn't want to take you because you weren't quite old enough.
Yeah.
Not sure how you would react in the theater. I remember there were times where my dad had to watch it first before I could watch it. I'm sure it was okay. I remember that a couple of times. Like, he wasn't so worried about the cussing and violence, but, you know, he didn't want me watching sex. It's like, did y'all ever sneak behind the beads?
In the
video store?
My cousin would bring it to his house. And then, of course, he'd bring his friends and we'd all gather around the TV.
But you never
it was kind of weird.
Into the section in the video store?
No, I never did.
I wouldn't go in there because there was always this creepy dude in there. And then I just now realize that it might have been me traveling back in time.
I was about to say.
Yes.
I saw myself. Oh, man.
That was great.
That was good.
So videos, man, and now we take them for granted. I remember talking about Batman 89, and this is a little bit of foreshadowing for the Rebel Radio announcement later, so just keep that in the back of y'all's mind.
Yes.
Batman 89, remember, movies didn't come out for sale. They came out for rent only. If you wanted to buy it, it was like $125.
Yeah. It was insane.
It would come out 8 to 9 months later, sometimes a year. I remember waiting for Dark City almost 2 years ago on VHS, and that movie came out in 1997.
Wow.
Because they had to make their money back on video. But then if it was a really huge hit, like Batman, it came out on for sale. And I remember seeing TV commercials that Batman was coming out like 3 or 4 days before Christmas in 89, and that's all I wanted for Christmas. I remember I wanted Mom and Dad to get me Batman on VHS that Christmas.
Wow.
And I think I did get it, or Dad bought it or something, I remember. And there's actually YouTube videos out there showing the Batman commercials for it coming out on VHS. Now, movie's out 3 months later.
Yeah.
I mean, Planet of the Apes came out yesterday. That movie came out in July. You can go buy it $20 right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I ain't going to lie. I had a double VCR.
Yeah, for rewinding and recording?
Nope.
Yeah, for copying?
Yep, for copying.
Yep.
We go and buy a movie, rent a movie, and then as we're watching it, we're also recording it.
And DVRs, man, we record stuff off TV just to have copies of our movie.
Yeah.
You know, now you just pull it up on demand or whatever. Netflix,
yeah.
You know?
Hell, that's how I got through, like, the first two seasons of Dragon Ball Z.
Dude, Batman the Animated Series, which this was going to be our Batman the Animated Series episode initially, because then the hurricane happened. I would record it every day. You would set the timer to the VCR. It came on like at
make 3. Sure it was on the channel
it came
you
on
wanted.
Like at 3. I didn't get home from school till about 4, so I would record Batman the Animated Series every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's how I watched Babylon 5. It was by recording it every day when TNT bought it and they re-aired the show.
Shit, all my evening shows had to be recorded because I worked overnight.
It's memories that our children won't have because they're just everything's at their fingertips.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I mean, there's nothing. We wouldn't have complained. I'm not an old guy. Like, you know, you get these old people out there. This damn technology's ruining them. Not really, because in so many ways, technology is bettering life. But these kids won't get the experiences that we had.
Yeah.
With that, I mean, you know, it's amazing how
the excitement of jumping in the car with your parents to go to the video store,
or the phone ringing and running to the telephone. I wonder who's calling.
Who's calling?
Yeah.
Now you're like sitting on your lap, like I don't want to talk to Frank.
Or it's the mom again.
Yeah. You know. So, any other video game memories? I mean, video store memories. You know.
Not really.
But it's cool.
Yes. When you get there. And the movie you want isn't there.
Oh,
yes.
Or there was a box there, but you grabbed it and you went to the front, right? And then they're like, oh.
We accidentally put it out.
Yeah, we accidentally put it out. Sorry, it's not there. We're like, what?
Yeah.
You got to pick something else.
As a kid, you're like really disappointed.
Or when you went there and then they're like, oh, well, no, new rentals are like $2 more for new movies. And you're like, but I only have $2 and I was going to get two movies.
It's really cool. And, you know, and Stranger Things has helped bring back some of this 80s nostalgia. It even probably began before that. Seems like there's been an 80s movement the last couple of years. You know, Voltron is on Netflix through DreamWorks and a few other shows. 80s film remakes that have come out. I mean, they're making a Top Gun sequel, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Not that we need it, but it's happening, whatever. And as long as the quality's there, I think it's good. Like, Stranger Things is excellent. Early reviews of season 2 are very good. I plan on binge watching it Friday night.
Yep.
But the problem is the Astros in the World Series, so the game's on Friday night.
Yeah.
Well, I downloaded some episodes to rewatch them while I'm at the gym, so just gonna jump on the treadmill or the bike and work out, watch it.
Nice.
What's funny is I've watched the first season like twice all the way through, and I am on a third viewing. I've been watching it with Michael, and I've never done that with a show, except maybe I bring up Babylon 5 again. I've watched it a couple of times all the way through, and that's, you know, 120 episodes. But I have watched several X-Files episodes over again. But even when I watch the X-Files on Netflix, I don't watch every one.
Yeah.
I'll skip a few each season. I'll watch, like, the mythology episodes.
Nah. Well, I might have said this before, but, like, I went over to my cousin's house when they lived in Austin.
Yeah.
For the weekend. And he's all like, oh, have you seen the new show on Netflix, Stranger Things? And I'm like, no. He's like, oh, man, it's really good. We've only watched one episode. But it has, like, the 80s... and everything going on in it, and I'm like, oh, okay. So the next morning, like, everybody's still asleep. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I like jump on Netflix on my phone, and I watch the first episode. I'm like, holy crap, this is really good. And then I turn it off. My wife gets up, and then I access their TV for the Netflix. I put my Netflix account on their Wii U. And then I started watching. My wife woke up and she started watching it. And we were leaving that day. So by the time we got home, as soon as we got home, we just binge watched it over the next 2 days. We watched like the first half one day and then the next half the next morning.
It's an excellent show. And I hope in season 2 they expand the world a little bit. I always get scared when I read about these shows. Like, they only planned it as a one-off thing. They didn't know it was going to be a huge hit. And so it always scares me how they're going to expand it. The Duffer Brothers claim, like, oh, we had plans just in case. Did they really?
I don't think so. Like you said, they shrank down the episodes, right?
The Wachowski brothers thought, yeah, because originally it was going to be like 10 or 11 episodes, but they didn't want to have leftover episodes, so they made it 8 episodes. So it's like, you always wonder, you know, is it really? So, but early reviews are really good on it, that I've read. So we'll see.
The kids are cool.
Yeah.
They're stars, man.
It's a great cast, and I love the fact that they now have come out and said it's going to run maybe about 4 years. They're not going to overdo it. They don't want the kids to get too old too fast. You know, some of these kids hit puberty, and bam, you know, they're booming up. That's what happened with the Chronicles of Narnia movies. You know, they just got too old too fast.
And Power Rangers.
And so we'll see what happens with Stranger Things. But, you know, it brings us around. It's Halloween. Yes. It's a scary
The spooky time.
Every time Frank walks out the door and mentions his kilt, it's scary. But, you know, that's a whole other thing.
And the Monster Mash that Frank did.
Yes, if you haven't seen Frank doing the Monster Mash, go to our Facebook page.
I did the mash.
He did the mash.
It'll make your Halloween a better Halloween.
Well, let's give Matt credit. He put it together.
I did put it together.
But as I tell him, he needs to get, like, other faces because he keeps getting the face that looks like I'm ripping a fart.
Well, that's okay. It works.
I just have that one. I have the one that looks like you jizzed, got jizz in your face or something. And then I have the one where you just look like you're way too serious. And I don't like serious Frank. I like Frank that, you know, smelled his own fart.
I like the fact that y'all put the picture that you took it from. You mentioned that Michael was in the picture. Right. I ripped the fart on him.
Bring this to... You know, we've done shows before. We talked about our favorite villains or monsters of Halloween and stuff. But I want to go back in time, like almost 100 years. You know, man, do you realize
the Civil War?
God willing, we're going to see the 100th anniversary of the Golden Age of Cinema, the 1930s.
Oh yeah,
stuff. You know, the 1930s when Universal started putting out Gone with the Wind and The Mummy and The Wolfman and Dracula and all these amazing films that were done. And I recently rewatched The Mummy and The Wolfman, the originals. And, man, wow, they hold up so well. Yes, they're a little slow, the special effects, but it's almost like there's so much heart put into those and so much...
Good acting.
...that it's amazing they hold up almost 100 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Because that says a lot. You have movies that were made 5 years ago, a year ago, that don't hold up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it just shows you the amount of passion they put into movies back then. And, you know, Universal is trying so hard to reboot the Universal Monsters. You know, I almost rented The Mummy the other day, but we rented Wonder Woman instead because Mary wanted to see it. And
Oh, yeah.
I still want to see The Mummy just because I'm curious. I know it didn't get great reviews and people said it's but I appreciate the characters that Universal made, so I want to see it. And, I'm thinking, the more I think about this, Universal is just going the wrong way. They need to not try to create a universe, you know?
No. Just make solo movies.
Just make movies and then go back to why they worked. Go back to telling stories about the characters and how this creature in this town affects those people. And go back to it being about the character turning into a wolf or them dealing with this mummy. And not try to make it an action spectacle. And it's okay to have special effects.
Yeah.
But don't make it Tom Cruise running for 2 hours, you know? Go back to making it about the characters, which is something that... a shared universe like Marvel does well, even though they are getting a little away from it right now. I really think a Marvel universe scared me right now, but that's a whole other story. When I read that Thor's a comedy, it's kind of scary.
But
Marvel is so good at making you care about the characters in their universe. And that's what Universal, if they're going to do this, they need to make you care about the characters. Because
mm-hmm.
these are classic creatures. And we deserve a good... It's always Frank's phone on the podcast. Every time.
Well, the one person who never texts me at this time of the day decides to text me.
Oh. It says gay lover.
Have you watched...
No, Matt. Your name did not come up.
1930s and 40s Universal films. I mean, I haven't seen all of them, but I know y'all seen some of them.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That like if you watched, like, Frankenstein, it was about Frankenstein and the monster, you know? And then it was about the townspeople coming after it. Nowadays, when they try to make a movie like that, it's about this one guy riling up the whole entire town. It's all about him and his hatred towards this misunderstood creature and everything. And it's not really what Frankenstein was about.
No.
Or they overfocus on one and not at what it was actually about.
Frankenstein's probably been made more over and over again than any of the other monster films.
Right.
Well, you know how this was made, right? You know how all those stories were made.
Competition?
Yeah. There was a Lord Byron made Dracula. There was a contest. Who could make the scariest? Lord Byron, Mary Shelley, who did Frankenstein.
Right.
And... if you've seen Mary Shelley's Frankenstein with Robert De Niro as the monster.
Which a lot of people say is one of the more faithful adaptations of the book.
It is. Yeah. And it's like he just wanted to create life, and the monster's not Frankenstein. The monster is seeking Dr. Frankenstein out.
Yeah. And
because he created him.
He is Dr. Frankenstein in a lot of ways.
Yes.
He created this abomination.
Yes. And that's
yeah, but I always love people that call the monster Frankenstein. The doctor was Frankenstein. Right, right. It was Frankenstein's monster.
Yes.
Right. Well, I think it's pop culture thing over the years. It's just easier to call that character Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. And they just shorted Frankenstein.
So we should just call him Junior.
Junior?
And,
like Arnold.
So I think they're great characters. And I like those characters because, like, I'm not a huge fan of gore horror. Like, I don't care to watch Saw or Hostel and those kind of horror films.
Yeah.
I mean, they can be entertaining sometimes, but I'm not. I'm more of a classic guy. I'd rather see, like, man, you go watch, like, the old Hammer horror films with Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee and their versions of Dracula mm-hmm. Mummy, and they're really scary, but yet not overly gory. You know, because
you like ones that give you chills and not right. make you jump.
And have a little character to them, a little passion that, you know, that they try really hard. They're not having to shoot blood and guts out everywhere just to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for example, like, no bloods and gore or anything. Abbott and Costello.
Right.
Well, Meet Frankenstein and all of those.
Spawned off of the Universal films. You know? And there's nothing wrong with it. There is a market for the gore horror. You know, these new generation, they love that stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I think there can be a market for classic monster films if done the correct way. And, you know, maybe Universal will get it off the ground. Maybe the Mummy's not as... I've heard from some people it's not as bad as people make it out to be.
Let's be honest. There's a lot of movies that get over-exaggerated for being bad, and then we go and watch them, and we're like, okay, that was not even close to being as bad as they ratted it out, you know, went on about...
I'm trying to think what's recent memory I saw that
Batman versus Superman. I mean, we're talking about horror movies.
I'm talking
just
about,
in movies in general.
Yeah, that's something that's. I mean, Batman versus Superman was a little bit different because with fans it was more in the middle. I'm talking something that critics really didn't like. That, you know, most people wasn't as bad.
Ghost in the Shell.
That could be a good one.
Because the critics didn't like it.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to say it was like, what, 54%, 56% Rotten Tomato?
I mean, you know, it's funny because if something doesn't have jokes in it, it's not a good movie. That really seems to be a thing now with critics. Oh, it's too serious. Since when do we stop making serious movies?
Yeah.
You know, War for the Planet of the Apes was a serious movie. It was probably the top three movie this year. If I had made a top three list right now, I think it's Logan, Wonder Woman, War for the Planet of the Apes. It might be the three best movies I've seen this year.
Yeah.
You know, and we still have Star Wars to go, you know, and so, you know, who knows?
And Thor Ragnarok, who knows? You may be like, Thor tickles my loins enough. It's awesome.
You know, I don't know. We'll talk about Thor in a minute because we're going to talk about the latest trailers and stuff. But any other thoughts on horror, Universal, and Halloween time? I mean, if you could pick one of these Universal horror movies, who do you want to see a good remake of? Like
Black Lagoon, Monster of the Black Lagoon,
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I don't know. It's kind of like, it's hard because it's like several, but I almost kind of say the werewolf, Wolfman.
The Wolfman. Yeah.
Michael wants to chime in.
I want the Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, I'm with Frank. I would love a good Wolfman. And you know what's funny? I didn't hate Benicio del Toro's Wolfman, but it was a little over-serious at the time it came out when they tried. Because Universal tried to relaunch their monsters with that film, with the Benicio del Toro's Wolfman a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a pretty good movie. But it just didn't do well at the box office. And Universal's like, well, I guess nobody wants to watch monster movies.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a timing thing. Maybe Universal just has to find the right time to release these films. And a lot of people even said that Tom Cruise's Mummy shouldn't have been a summer movie. They should have saved it for Halloween. I don't know. Maybe it's a timing thing. Maybe the world's not ready for Universal Monsters to come back yet. But I think there's a market for them. Collectibles, toys, books are still very popular. People mm-hmm. buy them. You know, it's still a very huge market for the Universal Monsters.
And maybe they're aiming too high right now, like with big stars and everything. They should do like a soft, soft release by... Getting not making it like a crappy movie or super so low budget that it's crappy.
They tried that with the Dracula Untold and no one saw it because no one wanted to go see it.
But no, I'm talking about put it on Netflix or Amazon, you know, make it for them and then do a few. And then if it gets popular, then you go like, oh, okay, now we can throw this amount of money with this big star into it. And then they won't take such a big hit and be afraid to do the next one.
Right. Maybe so. I mean, I would love to see it. I would love to see great Universal Monsters movies at the theaters. I mean, if not, we have the black and white classics to watch, which will always be there.
Yeah.
And we can watch Brendan Fraser's movie.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
sorry. Hey, no, sorry. We like the first one, Mark. The first one. Don't give it no crap past the first
one. I mean, it was like a horror western. It was like a mummy western,
right? I'm sorry. Mark can hate on all the others, but he liked the first one. You still liked it.
I watch it now. It was on recently. I'm watching. I'm like, God, this is... Brendan Fraser's terrible. He's such a bad actor.
Well, no shit.
Not in the first one.
Yes. He's bad. He's such a bad actor.
In the third one, yes. The second one, well, I think it was a storyline.
The second one, don't even get me started. The Rock CGI is terrible.
It is. It's horrible.
And you're talking 99, 2000. We had good effects by then.
Yeah. Right? I mean, like the CGI in this movie was worse than what they were doing on the Sci-Fi Network.
Right. That's what
Yeah.
So, maybe one day we'll have great Universal Monsters at theaters. You know?
Yeah.
Apparently, The Bride of Frankenstein was going to be the next one, and apparently they've taken off the release date for next February. Not this February. It's supposed to be February of 2019 from the guy who directed the Beauty and the Beast live action. We'll see. Maybe they'll put it back in the release date, you know, because arguably The Bride of Frankenstein, it's funny. That's one I haven't seen. I've seen Wolfman, Dracula, a lot of these, but I've never watched Bride of Frankenstein. But a lot of people say it is the best of the classic Universal Monster movies. I need to watch it.
I wonder if it's on Vudu. Rent it on Vudu for like $2.
So there's been some trailers that have come out.
Okay, so I never got the Bride of Frankenstein thing because, one, most women's hormones are already off balance. And then you put a woman together who's completely off balance.
Rebel Radio does not discriminate against women or their mysterious lady parts.
So I just said that to see what y'all's reactions would be.
there's been some movie trailers out since last time we recorded.
Yes.
A little movie called Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's called Star Wars The Last
Jedi. When did that come out?
A couple weeks
ago. The Last Jedi. Well, I sent y'all a picture of the Star Wars trailer.
Very funny, Frank.
And
I saw it, and I laughed a little
bit.
Yeah,
for a guy who says he doesn't use Facebook Messenger, I sure get a lot of messages from him.
Yeah.
It's usually big butts and big boobs, but whatever.
So, man, thoughts on this? I think we talked about it in text messaging. I think it's a lot of misdirection.
I do too.
I think nothing in that trailer is how it's going to play out.
I know what's going on. Okay.
Leia's not going to die. I don't think Rey's going to take Kylo's hand. You know, I think it's all misdirection.
So Rey, you see her in the beginning of the movie. She swings the lightsaber and she's about to hit this rock and she stops because the rock can use the force. The Rock is the bad guy.
Are we talking about Dwayne
Johnson? They could not afford Dwayne Johnson, so they put this rock in there. And she's swinging at the rock. She stops. The Rock is the bad guy. Luke, she brings the lightsaber to Luke, and Luke looks confused because he's really C-3PO. You see his hand? It's 3PO. But he's really Luke. They think Luke's alive. It's not Luke. It's 3PO.
But you know, like, Luke the universe lost his hand and has a robotic hand, right?
It's C-3PO, Frank.
Just lost.
I know.
It's like... Luke is C-3PO. Rey went all this way to find answers, and the universe is fucked. Sorry, Mikey. It's, you know, because there's no Luke. It's really C-3PO, C-3 finger hole or whatever, and we're screwed.
See, so I was watching this thing, and people bring up that, like, brought up, like, the Jedi take heirlooms or whatever stuff from... other Jedis that were close to them.
Yes.
And keep them. So there was like somebody brought up, like I was watching this scene where they mentioned that the blanket that Yoda covers up with is actually Qui-Gon's robe. And then like there's some other things that he held on to. So I'm almost wondering like if Jedis also keep lightsabers that belong to them. So like...
How did we get from Last Jedi to Yoda?
I'm just talking about in general because it goes back to the lightsaber. So what I'm saying is... And so, like, when she hands Luke the lightsaber, I wonder if he also has the lightsabers of, like, Obi-Wan and Vader.
Like General Grievous? And he has, like, dead Jedi's lightsabers?
No, but, I mean, like, they keep the lightsabers of those who were close. Like, maybe Obi-Wan kept Qui-Gon's lightsaber, and then maybe Yoda kept some of the other Jedi's lightsabers. So, it'd be cool to see a scene where it's just, like, a box full of lightsabers, of recognizable ones. And we'll see, like, Vader's. And because she has the... she's using the lightsaber that was Vader, Anakin's and Luke's. Well, and now she's using what looks like it.
From, apparently there was a whole scene in the original script for Force Awakens that was cut out where they, like, Luke's lightsaber was found and brought to Maz. Apparently that was all in the original script.
So they
changed it. And so, you know, that I think it's just by luck Maz got it, you know, really. And then she was waiting for the right time to give it to Rey, who is still somehow connected to the Skywalkers. I don't care what anyone says.
I'm sorry. To me, like I said, it needs to follow the Skywalker bloodline, and if it doesn't, then screw it.
I think she's Han and Leia's daughter.
But my thing is that Leia never gave her like any reaction when she saw her.
It could be all part of the plan. Well, she gave her a hug.
But I don't know. It still wasn't in like, oh, this is my daughter. Honestly, I think it could be that Luke and Jade or whatever, his wife, had a daughter, and
We don't know that.
Yeah, Mara Jade Mara may Jade not has even
old continuity.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it might bring that back in. There's things that they left out that they're bringing back. They're just picking at the things they want to keep.
Like I said, I think none of us know what's going to happen. It's all misdirection.
Yeah. Do you think that Leia dies in this film, and that's one of the reasons why they were okay releasing that she was not in Episode 9?
No. I think they're going to write her out of the story.
Okay.
Yeah, I really do. I don't think they plan on ever killing her. The film was already done. That would take some serious retcon reshooting to shoot her out of the film. And maybe it's possible, but I just don't think they're going to send her off the film.
Okay.
I really don't. I think they're going to do her more proper. And I think that's one reason Colin Trevorrow backed out, which is a whole other story that's hit since last time we talked to him. He's no longer directing Episode 9. J.J. Abrams is coming back, and they said it was creative differences. I think they had a hard time working around Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
And they brought J.J. back in so they can figure out how to do it.
J.J. Watt!
And, so, you know, we'll see. Last Jedi hits December 18th. Another trailer. Justice League, new trailer.
Yes.
You know, I'm in, obviously, because it's freaking Batman. I'm going to watch it. But, man, the humor feels a little forced.
I don't like the Flash's humor.
Too hard to work humor in.
I think the Flash character is throwing me off.
He's like, I just touched guys. You know, not in a sexual way.
Like I said, just the scenes that I've seen him in, he just doesn't, the acting or the lines that they give him just doesn't belong.
Well, like, the first trailer, whenever, you know, he catches the Batarang, I like that. But then now that he's suited up like a freaking Power Ranger.
They brought Josh Whedon in the finished film. It's like they just added these dumb one-liners. And some of the stuff I read, like the Aquaman lines, was like, dress the bat, I dig. I heard that was all in there already. But some of that Flash humor definitely just sounds like some Whedon added in.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll see.
And Flash is a smart aleck, but that doesn't sound smart alecky to me. That's just a bad joke, like you said.
And then, of course, Thor's coming out here in a few weeks. And Black Panther, we got a new trailer.
Yes.
Oh, that Black Panther trailer.
Black Panther looks amazing. It looks like Marvel going back to what they've done best. Just a great origin story. Yeah, it looks awesome.
Like 2009 Iron Man.
And there wasn't like, seemed like there was any humor in the trailer. It just seemed like action and darkness. And
it just looks cool as shit.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it. Yeah. I can't wait to see that movie. I've been a Black Panther fan since I was a kid. I remember reading comics with him.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me want Marvel to get the rights to Fantastic Four, because Fantastic Four and Black Panther go together like steak and eggs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want it to happen. And man, that sounds terrible. That's not a racist joke, steak and eggs, Black Panther and Fantastic
Four. No.
And Thor, man, I'm worried about the reviews. Like, it's Marvel's funniest movie. Is Marvel making comedies now? I don't have a problem with humor in a movie. Don't get me wrong. But these are comic book films. They shouldn't be comedies. And Thor looks pretty silly.
It does look silly.
I see trailers.
Yeah.
You know, and they're saying it's a throwback to, like, Flash Gordon. I'm like, oh. There's a reason Flash Gordon works at the time it came out. Thor shouldn't be like that, you know? We'll find out in about a week.
Yeah.
It comes out.
But like you said, they're called comic books, not comedy books.
Right. And so we'll see. That's been the latest going on as far as trailers. So announcement to make before we get out of here, because we have a World Series game.
Yes. It's 7:02. We need to get going.
You know, Rebel Radio is not going anywhere. We're going to change formats a little bit. We're going to reboot the show with a new episode one. It's going to be like a volume 2, season 2 thing.
Yeah, we're going to take it from behind.
That will.
The reboot will probably be coming after American Thanksgiving, which is the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
That's our
not the Canadian one.
No.
If it doesn't happen at the end of December, it will definitely happen early January. So our goal is to maybe do one more episode like this in the new old format, maybe two more episodes depending on when we reboot, and then bring you the reboot. And what the reboot's going to be, it's going to be very movie-focused. We are going to do retro movie reviews.
Yes.
But we're also going to bring you some news and stuff at the end of every show. But we are going to go back in time for each episode and talk about movies we grew up, movies we loved, why they influence it. And we're still working on the format of the show. And the reason I said it was formatting, and we're going to go ahead and do a preview now, the first episode is going to be Batman 89. That's going to be the first movie we do.
Yes.
So that's why it was some foreshadowing earlier when I brought Batman. And we just feel like we appreciate everyone's support, but we feel like we need new blood in the show for ourselves.
Yes.
And we're still going to try to be funny. We're going to have fun with it. We just want to focus more on doing something that just, I don't know, something different. And we're still going to have moments where we just talk about going to the video store like we did today. And
yeah.
Like that. But we're just going to have a more focused format to the show. And we hope you stick with us. And stay tuned to our website, TrustMeMJ.com, our social media pages for updates on it. I'm going to start putting up little teaser logos, getting ready for it. And hopefully we have no official announced date, launch date here real soon for the reboot. But other than that, it's just, you know, any movies you want us to ever talk about in the future, we're going to ask for that on our social media.
Yeah, please, you know, send us some suggestions.
We've got three or four planned out. We've got some cool plans to do this, to mix it up now and then. So we've got some cool ideas. So that's coming, a reboot. Old reboots are in now. We got to stay with the trends. You know, we got to be trendy too and reboot. If they can reboot RoboCop, they can reboot anything.
That
wasn't a good example.
Bad cop, good cop, bad cop, RoboCop.
RoboCop.
I do like that line. Bad cop. Anyway. So man, sorry we took a break. Sorry, not sorry, but we're glad we're back.
We're back.
And it won't be 2 months again. That I can guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things have settled down now. Matt's child was born and everything's happened. And we should be good to go here for another episode, hopefully in a couple weeks. That's all I got.
That's all I got.
You know, no download here. This or Face Off today.
No.
I don't, you know, so those segments will probably go away in the reboot because we're going to have more of a format. But that's okay.
That's okay. It's all right.
Change is not scary all the time.
So, thank you as always for listening. This has been
Matt the Electric Monkey,
Frank T. Biscuit.
This is Mark.
Batman Michael.
Really? Batman Michael. This is Mark.
Slash Flash.
This is the Rebel Radio Podcast. TrustMeMJ.com. Just go there and do it.
This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Man. I love Houston. I love podcasting. But what I really love is the Rebel Radio Podcast.